KCQ On Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
And at 3:30, as we take a look at the traffic cams right now, there's some activity on the right shoulder, Interstate 15 northbound. It's there near the Flamingo off-ramp. Be careful as you work your way through there, especially in the right lane. Also, moderate flows on the Beltway. Westbound 215 at Valley Verde, east 215 at St. Rose. You'll tap the brakes as you work your way eastward through the Spaghetti Bowl on the 515 eastbound at Main. Some shoulder activity there too, 215 west at Green Valley. Looks like several vehicles are being pulled over. And some overnight road work right now on Jones. That's between Washington and Smoke Ranch. 24/7 lane closures.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, Boomer Naturals presents the Sports Flash on KMZQ. Third consecutive NASCAR Cup Series victory for Chase Elliott. He was the winner at Daytona on Sunday in the Cup Series race.
Any win at Daytona special, and Alan and I were joking. He said we had to change it to a road course to win a race here at Daytona, but that was his first win here. This is his home track. He's from down here, so I thought that was really cool. And yeah, just a great day.
The Cup Series resumes next Saturday at Dover International Speedway. The battle over playing a 2020 college football season continues. Nobody seems to be on the same page at all. This coming after 9 Oklahoma Sooners tested positive for COVID-19 after returning from their break. Meanwhile, the NCAA's top doctor says that more testing is needed or, quote, there's no way we can go forward with sports. Boomer Naturals, your source for three-layer protective face masks. Breathable protection for adults and kids. Save 20% with promo code SPORTS at BoomerNaturals.com. I'm Chuck Sanders with the KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670, Talk Radio Done Right.
O'Reilly Auto Parts can help make your auto maintenance easier. So when your car isn't stopping like it used to, our professional parts people will help you find the brake parts and supplies to do the job right the first time. Right now, get 15% off a set of brake best pads and two rotors, plus O'Reilly Brake Cleaner, two for $5. Stop by or visit O'ReillyAuto.com today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Indeed knows you've got big goals for your business, and we understand hiring is a crucial part of that. You need to hire people who will make a real impact. Indeed can help you find those important hires faster while paying only for what you need without any long-term contracts, thanks to our super flexible payment options. Start finding your important hire today with a free $75 credit for your first job post and get in front of more quality candidates. Go to Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply.
At Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall, they are committed to helping the Las Vegas community in this trying time. If you need any vehicle repair on any model, they are an essential repair facility and got you covered. They have oil changes starting at $19.95, free smogs for life. And if you mention this ad, they'll take 15% off the service cost. Plus, buy any new vehicle, and they have no payments for 90 days. Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall, or online at FinleyAcura.com. Vegas strong.
When I left the military, I was excited for a fresh start, but civilian life has been harder than I thought it would be. Figuring out a new career while also being a good mom, wife, and friend. Some days I'm barely keeping my head above water. I finally realized that it's hurting my mental health. To get back to enjoying life again, I needed to get help. Discover how other women veterans like me have learned to thrive after military service by taking care of themselves and their mental health. Visit maketheconnection.net/womenveterans.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. 3:34 on this Monday afternoon here on AM 670 KMZQ. Kevin Wall with you until 6 o'clock. We are joined by Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And I was listening to the news, and they're still trying to figure out what to do with college football. Should they be playing college football? Should we bring in kids? Should we be bringing student-athletes back on campus?
Well, I think so. And I mean, it doesn't mean you don't do it with some sort of testing regimen, you know, try to take some safety precautions, but I think what we've seen is that even the states that have instituted the harshest lockdowns, the virus is still spreading. And so then the question becomes, well, who do you want it to spread among? And really, 20-year-olds in good health, you know, isolated from their parents, that's like the best age to have it spread. So I don't think we should be, you know, canceling college football. I don't think we should be canceling college sports. I don't even think we should be canceling college in-person college classes. Now, it doesn't mean you're reckless, but I mean, we can't act like 20-year-olds are at the same risk as 80-year-olds are.
And besides that, I haven't gotten my fix yet of UNLV football. I need it. Well, not
you,
really.
You need a team that loses consistently.
I just love that. Let me just ask you that, because I know you check the numbers, not on a daily basis, but you check them on a fairly regular basis. Are we starting to move the needle on this COVID-19 thing here in Nevada? Are we making any progress at all?
We are, and actually the trend looks really good. The trend doesn't look perfect. It's so bizarre the way the standard has gone from, you know, basically perfection. You know, either we started at, you know, flatten the curve, and now it's, well, if you have any cases at all, things are going horribly wrong. I mean, let me pull up the RJ's stats here. Middle of August, we were at almost 1,200 cases a day. As of yesterday, and this is a 7-day average, so we went from 1,200 to 725 new cases a day. And we've basically been trending downward for you know, close to a month now. And that's really good news. And, you know, that's what we've seen in Arizona. That's what we've seen in Utah. That's what we've seen, you know, slightly in Idaho and Oregon, is that basically the virus is going to come everywhere at some point, and you just got to be prepared the best you can, make sure you've got enough medical space, protect the nursing homes. And then the virus is just going to come. And, I mean, that's the thing. It's a virus. It gets the vote, too. We can't just wish it away.
Do you see the governor loosening things at all in Nevada in the weeks to come?
No, I don't. I think the question is actually if he's going to tighten restrictions. He came out last Friday. You know, as we talked about last week, he was actually supposed to impose new restrictions on Friday. And he came out and said, okay, well, we're gonna meet Thursday and possibly put some new restrictions in then. So, you know, I don't think he should do that. I think the numbers are still looking good. The hospital capacity is looking good. Not perfect, but, you know, life isn't perfect. And so it should be up to individuals and to balance the risk of how, you know, how exposed do they want to be to other people in terms of, you know, and put themselves at risk. But I don't think the numbers justify any more restrictions, but I am worried that he's going to put some in place.
So you think he will, in the coming days, announce more restrictions, not less?
Yeah, he has said, he revamped, and it's amazing how little, you know, coverage it got, but he basically revamped the state's plan and went away from the four phases and basically said, we're stuck where we are unless we get more restrictive. For the foreseeable future. I mean, there's no plan now to go to phase three. There's no plan to go to phase four. Basically, we are stuck at what once was phase two, and there's no plan to loosen those restrictions at all. There's just mechanisms to tighten them up.
Wow, that's kind of scary. Let me just ask you one other convention question, and it's more of a political question relative to the law and order talk that we've heard from the president and from others. Do you think that we will? You think we will? Is that the way Trump's going to run the campaign down the stretch? Lots of law and order talk, and the Democrats will, of course, use the COVID-19 thing. Oh, it was mismanaged. That kind of thing. Is that what you think the themes are going to be in these final 80 plus days?
Yeah, I think those are two of the four big ones. The other two I'd add is the economy. You know, obviously Trump wants to position himself as the person, you know, the leader best prepared and able to bring back the American economy once the coronavirus, you know, passes. And I certainly think he is that. And then I think the fourth issue is just Trump himself. I mean, how are people feeling about Trump? And I think he's, you know, he's generated obviously a lot of passion from supporters, but I mean, Trump is definitely leaving votes on the table by his personality and the way he's off-putting, especially folks like suburban women.
I have not looked into the latest CNN poll, but I'm dying to have somebody tell me what they're hearing, the polling they're hearing on the African-American community, and will it instead of being 8% for Trump, will it go 20% for Trump, and what that might mean for the overall race. Have you seen any stuff on that, any polling on that?
You know, I really haven't. I mean, obviously, the Trump campaign's made, you know, has tried to make inroads into the African-American community. I mean, in terms of the economy, I mean, it was pre-COVID, you know, the best economy in the history of the country for the African-American community. And Trump rightly takes credit for that and should take credit for that. And, I mean, it'd make a big difference for him if he got 20% of the African-American vote. I mean, that would be a huge game changer. You know, I don't know if he's going to pull it off. I think it's more likely that, you know, Biden just doesn't excite African Americans like Barack Obama did. And that's more likely to just to depress the vote total just because, you know, there's not an excitement over Joe Biden. I think that's a more likely scenario than Trump getting 20%.
I tell you, it's going to be an interesting 75-plus days, and you and I are going to be eyewitnesses to history again. Victor, it's always good to see you, man. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, and we'll talk again soon.
Sounds good.
Thanks, man. Victor Jenks, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, joining us, talking about the convention, talking about the appearances by the president today, and so much more. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. Chocolate or vanilla, Coke or Pepsi, we Americans love our choices. Retirement is no different, and it's clear that our tax choices in building our retirement plans are the most important. We have two choices, basically, the 401k and the IRA. And while Americans have gotten addicted to kicking the can down the road by paying taxes later, now is the best time since the Reagan years to pay taxes. Here to explain why is America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, help us understand.
No one likes paying taxes, Steve.
Nobody does.
But if you can pay taxes on your terms, that's more important than going down the road and paying on someone else's terms. What do I mean by that? Well, right now, capital gains taxes are historically very low. So if you have a gain in the market, what I always tell people, you are not up until you're out. So it's great to have the gain. I've talked to way too many people, though, in the past that say, Coach, I've got this big gain. I don't want to liquidate it because I'll have to pay capital gains taxes on it. But I say I'd rather have a tax on a gain than a write-off on a loss, Steve, and then that starts to resonate. So here's another part. Part B is, we're in very low tax environments, so not only can you lock your gains in, but you can pay a lot less taxes than you might be paying in the future. We have a government debt that is skyrocketing, and the government's looking at all the investment accounts, nice, juicy investment accounts, and looking at all the taxes they can make if they raise capital gains taxes. So long-term capital gains, if you have the investment for over a year, if you have a good gain, let's review that and make sure you have the proper allocation strategy. So let's make sure we put that together and understand fully the Roth IRA as well. The next 10 people call, I'll fully educate you on that, as well as give you a 3-book set and an audio book when you call right now.
That sounds great, Coach. Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or simply text VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
They're getting ready around 6 o'clock to begin the Demorat National Convention. And I find it fascinating that the Demorats are taking kind of the Joe Biden approach, doing everything virtual. The president was out today. Not once, not twice, but three times, four times. Minneapolis, Mankato, Minnesota, Oshkosh, and Minneapolis. Yeah. So Mankato and Minneapolis, Oshkosh, he's going to Yuma later this week. He's going to be out on the stump. And even if they only have 500 or 1,000 people there, it's good to see him out amongst them. I mean, it really honestly is. Steve Bannon, a former Trump advisor, says that the Demorat National Convention is really a perfect setup for Trump. He was on Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo. This is cut number one. Steve Bannon yesterday on Fox News Channel.
From President Trump. In fact, if I was the campaign or the RNC, I would amplify the messages coming out of this convention. And here's why. President Trump won in 16 because he stood up for America. He stood up for working class and middle class people against an elite, a financial and political elite that was driving the managed decline of the United States. And you're going to see it over the next 4 days. That's what they're going to be talking about. More globalization, right? More economic devastation. Now coupled with this kind of undergirding of this cultural Marxism and anarchy of Antifa and certain elements of the Black Lives Matter. So I think it's perfect because this is going to come down, I think, to a pretty bold choice between, do you want the America of globalization? Do you want the America of Joe Biden? And do you want the America of these political and financial elites? Or do you want the America first economic nationalism and populism of Donald Trump? And I think, look, Jared laid out, I think, very succinctly in the first segment what the national security and foreign affairs issues are with this pivot. But look, go back and look at Obama-Biden. You had the greatest concentration of wealth in America's history during their term of office, their two terms. President Trump turned that around to a striver's economy where blacks, Hispanics, the working class, middle class were starting to get increases in pay and lower unemployment. Also, Joe Biden was put in charge by President Obama of the pivot to Asia. And what did the Democrats do? They cut a terrible deal with Iran that then parted with the Chinese Communist Party. It was Joe Biden that fumbled the pivot to Asia. It was Joe Biden that basically gave away the South China Sea, walked away from the cyber intrusions. It was Joe Biden put in charge of trying to confront the Chinese Communist Party, and he failed. So I think this week is going to be great for the Trump campaign and the RNC and the White House to let the American people see exactly what the policies are, what America is. And here's what they want. They want death and destruction. They want the death of the American economy and the destruction of the American way of life. And I think if that's highlighted by the end of the week, it'll smoke Joe Biden out of his basement. He's going to have to stop doing the Proof of Life podcast and get on the hustings and prove that he could take on Donald Trump, because I think the policies themselves will blow this election out.
I agree with Steve Bannon, and I don't always agree with Steve Bannon, but this is set up perfectly for the president. And while again, while these 1 and 2 minute speeches from now until Thursday, until we get to the Biden speech, which I would assume would be, I'm just guessing, I am assuming it would end up being something a little longer term. And if that's the case, the headline, the lead story on a bunch of networks is going to end up being Trump talking in Oshkosh or Mankato, Minnesota, or Minneapolis, St. Paul. You know, 2, 3, maybe 4 speeches in a day. I just see that as the common thread. By the way, coming up top of the hour, real excited. Scott Hammond will join us, state senator, Nevada District 18, and we'll find out what he thinks, what he expects of the Democrat National Convention coming up in just a couple of hours. Hard to believe it. Catherine Cortez Masto, by the way, is going to be speaking and is scheduled to speak, I believe, at 6 o'clock or thereabouts tonight. So, unfortunately, we won't be able to bring it to you. I wish we could, but we're out of show by then. It's sad but true. When we come back, we're gonna get into exactly what is at stake come November 3rd. And by the way, October 17 is early voting, just so you know. We will do that and a lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Many of us live every day with chronic pain. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it. I'm here to tell you about PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIBCOA, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy that increases healing by 500%. It's this rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, this technology has been used by professional athletes for more than 30 years, and now it's available to you. For over 8 months, I dealt with my own chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, and nothing worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery, but thankfully, I discovered PIBCOA. After just 6 pain-free treatments at PIBCOA, my shoulder pain went away. Repeat, my shoulder pain went away, and we canceled the surgery. Make your pain go away. Call PIBCOA at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767.
Hit the open roads ahead with a $17.95 basic oil change from Meineke.
Fix now and pay over time with our available financing options. Meineke, doing car care right. Financing offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Real news, no spin. Get real reporting, honest analysis, and straight talk from Bill O'Reilly and the O'Reilly Update. Weekday mornings at 8:45 on the Heidi Harris Show on AM 670 KMZQ. What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. We're trying to piece together what is at stake. And I don't think... I know you're going to say it's going to be real redundant up until November 3rd, but there is so much at stake. And you see that the latest CNN poll has it being essentially a dead heat in the 15 battleground states. And one of those states is here in Nevada. 50% of registered voters support Biden and his running mate. And 45% support Trump. Now, in 15 battleground states, Biden has 49% support, Trump 48% support. That is a one-point difference, and it falls within the margin of error. Now, just think of this for a moment. We have a race that previously Biden had 55%, and he now has 46%. Okay? And this is going to be something that we're going to have to talk about. You know, the fact that a guy that is, he's seeing his lead dissipate without doing anything. With no gaffes, no nothing. Utilizing the bunker mentality. I'm just telling you that there's something. If I were in the Biden camp, I would be scared to death. And again, this polling means nothing. It is a snapshot, and maybe not even a good one. But other polls are showing that it is tightening up. He's not lengthening his lead. He is actually having his lead squandered. And I'll be fascinated to see the next polling. Some of the other polling that I'd want to see is polling relative to African-Americans. And when I get a chance, it may not be today, but I'll try and do it for tomorrow. And we'll find out what... and by the way, did I mention... Oh, I didn't even mention it. You know who's going to be on tomorrow? Corey Lewandowski. Yeah, the Corey Lewandowski that was so important to getting the president elected in 2016. He's going to join us, and I'll ask him. I'll bet you he knows the kind of inroads that we're making with the African American and Hispanic community. I'm just guessing he will know that, because he's a numbers nerd. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Scott Hammond will join us. State Senator, Nevada District 18. And we'll talk about the next Teletown Hall is a week from today on the 24th. Yeah. And by the way, they will be talking about the Power to Parent education protest at the CCSD headquarters on the 27th. Yeah, they'll be talking about that a lot. We'll talk with Scott Hammond coming up in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is Monday, brand new week on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
So
Sun Country Heating and Cooling is a premier certified independent trained dealer that can fix or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency trained systems than any trained dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company. When it's 110 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun Country Heating and Cooling.